Welcome to CU Wednesdays, brought to you by the Fall River Municipal Credit Union, a show featuring information about money, banking, and finance. With your host, Fall River Municipal Credit Union CEO and President, Matthew Shondek.
Good afternoon, Matt Shondek here from FRMCU. Welcome to CU Wednesdays, sponsored by Fall River Municipal Credit Union, where we're focused on you. Fall River Municipal Credit Unions have been proudly serving the greater Fall River community for over 90 years. Stop by any one of our convenient branch locations or check out our website at frmcu.com to see all the great ways we can serve you. At Fall River Municipal Credit Union, take great pride in keeping your money safe. It is not without an amazing compliance team that we are able to do this. Credit Union Compliance is responsible for the development and implementation of credit union policies, procedures to ensure compliance with regulated laws, and in order to run a safe and sound institution and protect our members' assets. Today, we'll be speaking with our about scams and frauds and cybersecurity, as well as check holds and other compliance topics with AVP of Compliance, Kathy Travassos. Kathy, thanks for joining me today. It's great to have you as part of the FRMCU team. Why don't you tell people a little bit about how you came to be part of FRMCU?
Sure. So I actually started with the credit union as a teller, working in the branches, worked my way through, learned basically every aspect of working within a branch, how to handle regular transactions, right? Also enjoyed working with the members that we have.
It's a lot of responsibility being on that front line to dealing with people on a day-to-day basis, because it's not just take the money, put it away. You know, there's a lot of rules and regulations that someone like yourself has to make sure that these new people are trained in, right?
Definitely, yeah. So I was able to, you know, get a good handle on how that environment works. Worked in the branches for about 10 years or so, and then decided, you know what, I want to know the why behind what we do, and decided to join the compliance team.
Great. And we're glad to have you leading up the compliance area. And it's a big role, because for financial institutions, credit unions especially, you know, there's so many regulations, and we're a state chartered credit union, so we have to deal with state regulations as well as federal regulations for the NCUA. And sometimes they conflict, you know, as far as what the rules are. So you need to have someone that can kind of sift through that and guide the other sections of the credit union saying about what the rules are. So when you're putting an ad out for a product, whether it's a savings account or a loan account, there's certain ways you have to put them in place and everything. It's just amazing all those things you have to know. So it's important to have someone that has the background or the at least a place to know where to look for the rules, right?
Right. You know, we can't possibly have the answers to it all, but we do have resources that we can turn to.
And that's a key, is as the credit union comes together, there's, you know, the front end retail staff that is taking care of the members on a face-to-face basis. But, you know, we're processing people's transactions all the time, whether it's an ACH transaction, a debit card transaction, checks clearing, all of that. And then also, you know, we're lending out money to people and giving them, you know, the loans that they need to help, you know, facilitate, you know, living on a day-to-day basis, whether it's a car loan, home loan. And there are different rules for all these different products. And it's the complexity of it sometimes gets crazy, because as they've evolved, it's always how do we make sure the member or the consumer is getting all the information they need to make the right decision, whether it's refinancing a loan, taking out a loan, what they expect to get from the particular services we're offering. So there's a lot of disclosures. So even before we launch a product, there's a lot that goes into it.
Tons of work, yeah. Yeah, ultimately, it is about providing the best product or service to our member, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as we say, educating the member. Sometimes it's letting the member know about different products and services, or you can do this. Yeah, and there's a cost to doing a lot of these programs. But is there a less expensive way to do it? Letting people know, okay, if you don't want to have an overdraft fee, but you have a checking and a savings account, you can link them. So if you make that mistake, the money flows over quickly at a much less expensive option, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Great. As we go through now in your current role, what do you see as the major challenge you have on a day-to-day basis? Is it, constant changing regulations? Is it, just trying to keep up with everything?
Basically, you just said it's keeping up with the changes and regulations. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, we as I said, we do have lots of resources that we can turn to, daily emails that with notifications that we get. So, but the struggle is trying to, keep up with the changes.
Yeah. And they can change, sometimes, kind of simple changes. I was talking to another credit union leader, and we were talking about this reports that we have to file every quarter to the NCUA. And, he had just gone through a process where he was explained to him that, you're supposed to put this number in line 25, not line 26. And when I went back and talked to our expert in filing those reports, they went back and looked and realized, okay, there was a slight change in a year or so ago that, shifted that where that goes. So, but it's constantly having to read those, because sometimes there's subtle things that change that, are in a simple, email that never gets that much public publicity. But you got to be on top of it, right?
Yeah. Thankfully, we are constantly reviewing all of our documentation and trying to stay on top of that.
Yeah, and it takes the whole process. We going from year to year, we have auditors come in, review different areas. We just did one on wire transfers that they'll come in and look and see, what are the steps you have? What are the processes you have? Where are you, what controls do you have to make sure that everything's being done right?
Right.
And those are being done in just about every area of the credit union, right?
It sure are, yeah.
Yeah. And it's great when we get a report saying, no, we didn't find anything, so it's good. But sometimes they'll help us, improve how our process goes, right?
Right.
Great. Well, we're here. We're going to be here for the whole hour talking about credit union compliance and things that will impact you as a consumer. We'll kind of explain, check holds and how that, they're in place and why they need to be in place and why they, in some cases, protect members from mistakes they've made. Some places will take compliance to another level as far as how much they want to control what a member can do. So we'll try and explain more about that. And if you're out there, you have a question about compliance and maybe something that maybe impacted your checking account with your financial institution, you can give us a call and we can hopefully answer whatever questions you have. But there's so much information out there. And one thing we do want to mention is this is Consumer Protection Week, and tomorrow is Slam the Scam Day. It's March 7th. It's put on by the Social Security Administration. And Slam the Scam Day throughout the year, the Social Security Administration provides tools to recognize Social Security-related scams and stop scammers from stealing your money and your personal information. And that's one of the bigger areas that people's information gets stolen. It gets taken, whether sometimes they may go use an ATM or be at a gas station. There might be a skimmer or some device stealing their information, but you never know where it's going to come from. But you have to pay attention, and we're going to give you tips on how to stay on top of what's happening with your accounts, things you should be looking out for, and remind you the importance of when you get that bank statement, open it up and look at it. Don't just put it in the drawer and say, everything's fine. But all those things we're going to get into. And again, if you want to join the conversation, 508-673-1480. And we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to CU Wednesdays. I'm Matt Shondick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union, and we're speaking with Kathy Travassos. Travassos. It takes me forever. And how long have we known each other? Who is our AVP of Compliance at the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. We wanted to talk today because, this is National Consumer Protection Week, and we want to make sure people are protecting themselves. And there's simple things that you should do in order to kind of protect your information and validate that activity on your accounts is being done right. Financial institutions are either sending you out a bank statement or they're sending you electronically a notification that the statement's out there. People have access on their phones to their bank accounts, but there are certain things that people should take responsibility for and really look at their accounts to make sure nothing's happening that they're not aware of.
Absolutely. You will once a month get that statement, right? As you said, either electronically or paper statement. It is a good idea to go through it. Ensure that everything on there you actually authorized. Look at the checks that cleared. Did you actually mean to pay those out? It's important to take a look at your entire statement every month.
Yeah, because sometimes there are mistakes that are made. An ACH gets posted twice, but sometimes there's things that you don't know. You don't even know where it came from, so you want to check on it. And then if you notify the institution like us, we can go back and say, okay, where did that originate from, and kind of give us a heads up to make sure that nothing else is happening there. I know my wife thinks I'm spying on her because I'll see a charge on our checking account saying, did you do this one? And she's like, oh, yeah. but it's making sure because there are so many scams out there. Mm-hmm. And, you may be getting an email saying, hey, you got to provide us with this, that, the other thing. And one of the key things is there's certain information we will never be asking for, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. If you didn't initiate a call to us, someone claiming to be us reached out to you and is asking for your personal information, do not provide it. We're never going to ask you for your non-public personal information, right? NPPI is what we call it, your social security number, any of your account numbers, whether it be your debit card number, even your credit card number, we're never going to ask you for that information.
Mm. Yeah, we don't know what your PIN is. Yours.
Yeah.
And that's, all financial institutions are that way because the scammers are out there doing everything. I get emails all the time. Oh, your Amazon account is frozen. Click here to unfreeze your account. It's like, yeah, no, I don't think so. And it's something as simple as saying, okay, well, I'm going to go to the Amazon website and check it there. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to click on this email that came out of nowhere because the spoofers are just cutting and pasting and making it look so real it's from Amazon or the IRS or the post office. So, and something as simple as saying, oh, you've got a package that we couldn't deliver. Click here to verify. It's not the post office knows where you are.
yeah. They're, never click on those. Mm-hmm. The one, piece of advice that I can give you is log into the actual account. Mm-hmm. Amazon account, your UPS account, log into the actual account. If there are any notifications from that specific vendor, it'll be there, right? Not on a general text message.
Yeah. And you want to be on guard because you might be out there browsing, and we all know you browse something, you look up something, then all of a sudden you get hit with a ton of ads. So people are looking at, what you're doing out there, and you should always stay on top of it. And, one of the things we have for our members is the Bonsai Program for Financial Literacy. And included in that is a whole section on cyber security, fraud and security to make sure, give you tips on things you should do, important things you should do that every digital citizen should follow is out there. How to safely donate to charities that are out there. I remember one time someone came around, they were knocking on the door saying, oh, I'm collecting for this charity. And I gave them a check. And then after I thought, wait a second, now they've got all my information.
Yep.
So I kind of, I should chase the guy down, got the check back, and gave him some cash because I said, if it gets to the charity, great. If not, I haven't given up all my information.
Right.
Because you don't know those people coming door to door and what they're doing. So, and you know, if they get your check, that's got your routing number, your account number, your address, pretty much everything on there, right?
Absolutely. There's a lot they can do with that electronically, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and that's another, you know, thing to remember is, you know, when you're emailing or, you know, corresponding with people, don't put a lot of that data into an email, because sometimes those can get hijacked. And, you know, how many times have we heard that someone's email address or Twitter account or something has been taken over by someone, and they have that information, and whatever information might be in their emails are now getting, you know, taken and sifted and used, right?
Oh, yeah. I would be very cautious about who I'm sending my personal information to over email.
Yeah. And keeping an eye on the kids as far as what they're doing for all the stuff that they're doing online, because it's all important. You know, you've got to take the initiative to be safe and protect yourselves, and you know, monitoring your accounts, making sure that there's no unusual activity. Any other tips to that you have?
That's the place to start, right? Mm-hmm. Monitoring your accounts.
And another way, and we've had the credit bureau people here, is freecreditreport.com.
Oh yeah.
You can go on there, get annual reports from the credit bureaus to see, okay, what's happening with my accounts, and is there any new increase in there or anything new that's on there that I don't know about. And what some people will do is, because there's three major credit report services, they'll do like one every 3 or 4 months from each of the different ones. So they're all constantly getting what is the most recent stuff out there, right?
Right, right. You know, we're talking about email, right? But you also have the phone calls. that's huge. People are getting phone calls from people who claim to be a Social Security employee or, you know, some sort of government worker, and then press the person on the phone for information. Mm-hmm. That can be very intimidating, and lots of people end up, unfortunately, providing information because they truly believe they're speaking to an actual government agent or employee. Yeah.
Yeah, and they try and prey on what the people are fearful of. I know we had the district attorney on the radio, you know, last year, the year before, and they were talking about some of the things that people are doing. You know, they'll find out that someone has a grandson or something and say, mm-hmm. They'll call and say, oh, I don't sound right because I just got beat up and I need money because I'm in big trouble. And, you know, wire the money out to me. And
right.
You know, those are things that are capturing people that they don't realize it. I mean, we try when someone comes in with a particular request, we try and make sure that, you know, what they're getting involved in, but there's only so far we can take it. But it's important that people know that if you do get those, definitely you contact the authorities.
Yeah, you know, if someone's calling you claiming to be from a government agency or some sort of legitimate organization, before providing any information, you know what? Hang up. Mm-hmm. Look for the actual public phone number. Call them back. Mm-hmm. I would not provide information if I did not initiate that call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's a scary proposition. And you know, you hear about so many people that get scammed. And we're going to be talking about some of the scams that we've seen or have been made aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And ways to protect yourself, because, you know, you may be corresponding with someone, but you really don't know who's on the other end of that the link that you're dealing with. So you want to make sure you take time out there to protect yourself, protect your assets, because, you know, once something happens, then the money is gone. And we're going to talk about some of the scams that people are using that great new thing, Bitcoin, because there are scams that people are utilizing with that help to, you know, make that whatever the funds that might be available, you know, go away even faster. So we're enjoying this conversation. We're going to be continuing on after this break. We've got some commercials to do, and then we'll be back to do more with Kathleen Travassos and talking about compliance and how to protect yourself. Welcome back to CU Wednesdays. I'm Matt Shondick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. If you have a little extra money to deposit, maybe you've getting your tax refund back, you want to invest it to get a little bit extra, you know, don't forget our CD special that you just heard about at the break is being offered now. And, you know, we're constantly running different specials on both the loan and chair sides to help take care of our members. Fall River Municipal Credit Union has been serving the Greater Fall River community for over 90 years. We started in February of 1930, and we've been around ever since, and we're here to take care of our members. So check out frmcu.com to see all the great benefits of membership in Fall River Municipal Credit Union. Today we're talking about compliance and, you know, trying to help protect yourselves. And, you know, the scams that are going on out there, if people would take the resources they spend on, you know, doing scams to cheat people and put it into good things, the world would be so much better. But there are a lot of people that just, you know, try and figure out ways to take advantage of what's going on out there. And there's some that are, you know, involving people overpaying or buying things and you know, sending information, you know. Do you have kind of an example that we can let people know some of the things that can happen when you're out there?
Sure. Few that actually stick out to me are the checks that you get in the mail, right? Mm-hmm. People all of a sudden got an overnight piece of mail with a check in there that you've either won something, or maybe you were actually online searching for some sort of service, but the actual organization or company that you contacted was spoofed. Now they've sent you a check for an overpayment, right? If anyone's sending you a check that you're not expecting, or in an amount over that you were expecting, and they're asking you to send some money back, mm-hmm. most likely that is a scam, right?
Yeah. And we understand that, you know, out there, sometimes, the economy's getting tighter, money's mm-hmm. tighter, people don't have extra, or they're having trouble paying a bill. And they see this opportunity. Oh, someone just sent this to me, and all I have to do is cash it, and I can keep 10% of it or something. Well, the reality is, and they've gotten very sophisticated where they're telling people, okay, cash it, and you know, send the money back to us, but you know, don't send it through wires. Go to these Bitcoin machines that mm-hmm. they have in some of the places, and buy Bitcoin and send it to us that way. Then it's not traceable. It's gone. And the problem is when you're endorsing a bag of a check, depositing in your account, and getting that money back, if that check is bad, you're the one responsible for it. So mm-hmm. we're not going to be looking for that 10% maybe you kept. We or the financial institution is looking to get all the money back, all the funds that are there, because those are funds that you took out of the organization. And that's where you've got to make sure, when you're dealing with someone, that you're not going to end up on the hook for someone else's bad behavior.
Yeah, there have been some unfortunate scenarios, right, where someone did deposit an item, you know, withdrew in cash before the item actually cleared, and sent the money away. And then mm-hmm. once that money's gone, it's gone, especially with the Bitcoin purchase, right? It's some random machine. You're putting cash in and purchasing this digital currency, and then they send off the codes that machine will provide you with, right, to the scammer. Once that scammer has those codes, that money is most likely gone. There's a very mm-hmm. short window where you might be able to contact, mm-hmm. you know, the holder of that machine. I'm not even sure. I've read, but I'm not sure that.
And part of the problem is over time, the processing of checks or the clearing of checks has gotten faster because there's more electronics and everything, and we're required to release certain amount of funds each mm-hmm. day. And as those funds are released, these scammers know, oh, these are the time frames. Okay, get in there, get
right.
it before. Yeah, because, you know, sometimes the if the check is bad, it has to go to the organization that it was supposedly drawn on. They have to look at their records, identify, okay, is this valid? If it isn't valid, then they've got to kick it back and it's come back to us. So that can still take a day or two longer than some of the holds that are on out there. But the reality is, you know, that an initial check was in there. So that's why sometimes if, you know, there are circumstances, we may extend a hold beyond what the typical is, because there's a question about is it going to be collectible, right?
Right, right. I think it's important to note that, you know, just because a check was deposited and you're giving a release time, let's say, you know, within 2 business days, because we are required by law to provide a certain amount, right? That does not mean that the check has actually cleared the whole banking system, right? That doesn't mean that us as an institution, that we've received payment from that paying institution yet. We just have to make that the funds available to you in your account. So it's important to remember, just because that shows available balance, it does not mean we've actually received payment for that.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes putting that hold on because we don't think it's accurate can protect you as a consumer.
Oh yeah,
you're not getting access to funds ahead of time that maybe you take out, draw down, or you know, if you're in the middle of one of these scams, sending back to someone that you know isn't worthy of it, and now you're going to be stuck, you know, holding the bag with these things, right?
Right, right. You know, and we mentioned Bitcoin, but there are many other methods in which the scammers request payment, right? You know, visit a store, purchase some gift cards, send us the codes, you know, money orders, purchase some money orders. You know, no legitimate company is going to ask you to do that.
Yeah, and they evolve over time.
Oh,
before it used to be, when eBay came out, I'll buy your car. Here's a check for $20,000. Oh, you only needed $15. Oh, send the other $5 back to me.
Right.
And then come to find out that your initial $15,000 check isn't good. And if you are lucky enough, you haven't already sent your car too, plus what the money went. But you know, there are people that you know, have been caught in all of those schemes. You know, with you know the electronics nowadays, you know, people can get on your accounts. That's why, you know, when we give you a PIN, a personal identification, it's your personal. It's not to be shared with everybody
else.
Do
not share that.
Because if you're sharing it, and the card is being utilized with all the appropriate identification, there's really nothing we can do to stop it. That's kind of your responsibility, right?
Yeah, definitely protect your information.
Yeah, and there's so many ways to make sure that you're not going to be on the hook for these things. But there's a lot of resources out there for people to kind of look up and see ways to keep themselves safe. As we say on our website under our financial literacy, Banzai, you know, we have a whole catalog of programs out there, and they go into everything from financing to ransomware, and something that's very important is elder financial abuse. You know, people that are older being taken advantage of, and we try our best to kind of identify when we might see that happening, but you can't always do that. So if you have, you know, older relatives that, you know, rely on you, make sure that you're asking them questions about, you know, if you all of a sudden see a difference in how they're behaving financially, right?
Right. And with that, unfortunately, the abusers, let's say, right, are usually someone close. It's a caretaker or even a family member. You know, it could happen. So if someone, you know, if you do have an elder family member and someone is taking care of them, keep a close eye.
Yeah, because they're easily, I mean, there's a lot of elderly people that don't have a lot of, you know, friends around, or they're lonely, and then someone pays attention to them and starts, you know, befriending them. And, you know, before long, they're, you know, kind of at the mercy of that person and what they're trying to accomplish. Right.
And they may think that they're acting in their best interest. They make it sound real good. And in fact, you know, they may be taking complete advantage of them financially.
Yeah. And as we say, a lot of the regulations that we have to work within have been put together to try and protect consumers, sometimes protect them from themselves, but, you know, protect consumers so that they are aware of what they're signing. That, you know, whenever we do a loan, there's certain disclosures, documents we have to provide to make sure the person understands the transaction they're getting into. And the one thing I always say, if you're putting your signature on a paper, make sure you've gone through it, read it, make sure it's exactly what you have, you're agreeing to, right?
Oh, definitely. You know, there's a lot of small print, right, we're required to provide you with. And I agree with you. If you're going to sign something, read the documents thoroughly. Are they long? Is there a lot? Yes. But it is so important that you completely understand what you are agreeing to. Mm-hmm. We're not, you know, we don't provide all of those documentations, just because we want to give you extra paper, right? Mm-hmm. We're required to do so for a reason, to protect you as a consumer, so that you're fully educated on what you're agreeing on. Right?
And a lot of them came out of years and years of, you know, all of a sudden this, members didn't know, during, a couple of real estate crises before. Oh, they didn't know what the terms of that adjustable rate loan were. There were people that were, bad actors out there that were taking advantage of people.
Yeah.
I remember someone coming up to me, years and years and years ago saying, hey, I can get into this mortgage and it's great. And the payment can only go up. It's just by, 2% a year. And it's like, but how much can the interest rate change? How much can this change or that change? Because that ended up a lot of people ending up with negative amortizing mortgages where the payments you were paying weren't paying enough to cover even the interest. So the balance was going up instead of down. And, there are people that were out there selling those mortgages as good for people.
Terrible.
And it wasn't. So that creates the situation where now anyone that's done a mortgage closing, in the last couple of years, the paper has just built up and built up and built up. So you have a stack that's maybe an inch thick that is all the papers to make sure whoever's signing something, they know what the cooling off period is. They know how much they're going to be charged for. We have stipulations as far as, time frames that we have to make sure you have it X amount of time before a closing. So there's so many things that we have to follow. And it's all there to protect the consumer, and we want to protect our members too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Those are all things that kind of come together. Anything else that we've been hitting on regarding compliance or protecting yourselves? Any tips on where people can go out and look?
Sure. You mentioned our website, right? We do have a web page on identity theft as well. So that's a good resource. Couple of links on there. Definitely visit the FTC's website, the Federal Trade Commission. They have lots of useful information on how to avoid a scam, on what scams are, what fraud, different types of fraud, lots of resources on informative resources, and also on reporting. If you've experienced any sort of a fraud or been a victim of a scam, you can report that to the FTC. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's so important, because if you're being scammed, someone else might be being approached for the same thing, and they're going to keep doing it until they get caught. And with everything that's out there, a lot of people being impacted. Just knowing the risk. According to the Pew Research Center, nearly 30% of Americans were impacted by at least one of three kinds of major theft, identity theft within the previous 12 months of being surveyed. The most common was fraudulent charges on their debit or credit card, around 21%, while 8% had some takeover of their social media or email without their permission. So, people get out there. I know I get email saying, hey, look at these pictures, remember this day, and I don't even open those.
No.
And again, if it's something that you're not expecting, don't open it. If it's really important, someone's going to get reach out to you again later on. Another 6% had someone try to open a credit card or get a loan in their name. And that's the big one, because if they come out and take a loan in your name, and that can impact your credit. Even if you fight it and you try and get rid of it, in the meantime, it's on your credit. They probably aren't paying. It's impacting your credit negatively until you can get that cleaned up. So,
yeah, and you mentioned a free credit report, right? And that's one of the reasons why it's so important to go out to those websites and pull your credit. You can do it once a year for free, right? So that you can review, you know what's on there.
Yep. And stay on top of your bank accounts. And mm-hmm. and when you say bank accounts, it's all your bank accounts, not just the ones you see all the time. You may have a bank account that you have in another institution that maybe had when you were a kid, but you keep it there because you want to have a few dollars there. Check on it every so often. You know, make a deposit, make a withdrawal. If it sits there too long, it's going to get turned over to the state if you don't do anything with it. But in the meantime, you know, making sure, because again, if someone gets into that account, they may be able to get all your information. And you know, keep a heads up about what scams are out there. We, you know, as part of our whole debit card process, we have a monitoring system that kind of looks at your transactions and says, okay, if something's unusual, then they're going to contact you and say, hey, was this transaction accurate? Mm-hmm. And you know, if it is, then you know they'll you can let them know. If it isn't, they'll work on shutting down your card and making sure that there isn't other fraudulent activity coming through that you could be responsible for down the road.
Right, right. You know, with all the systems we have in place, you know, we try to stay on top of things, but sometimes things do slip through. Right, it's impossible to monitor everything. Yeah. But
and the crazier ones are, you know, one weekend I came home and my wife's on the phone. She said, "Oh, I don't know what that is about." You know, it was the debit card company calling to check on a transaction. It was a valid transaction, but she didn't realize that she had to answer them, and she just kind of hung up on him. And they thought, "Oh, this is fraud," and shut her debit card down for the weekend. So, which made it easier for me for that weekend. But all in all, you know, it's there to try and protect you and protect mm-hmm. your assets. I mean, you're able to get a fix when you contact the credit union later. But the reality is you've got to. Pay attention in those cases. If you get an alert, a lot of people will get an alert if something happening on their phone, a text message from, the card service is saying, mm-hmm. "Hey, this is on there. If it's not valid, let us know."
Right.
So react to those.
Right. Important to remember, though, if the message is asking for any information, that's not us. We will not do that.
Mm. Yeah. If it's just telling you something happened, and go on to your account to validate it. That's what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting close to the end of the hour. We have one more set of breaks to take, and then we'll be back to wrap up the hour. If you have any questions, give us a call, 508-673-1480, and we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to the Wednesdays. I'm Matt Shondick, President and CEO of the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. If you're in the market for a new car, maybe you're looking to refinance your car. And, people don't remember, they can refinance the car. If you've got a rate on your automobile, or maybe you have no lien on the car and it's got value and it's under 10 years old, you can refinance and get some cash out. But that's just one of the benefits of being a member of FRMCU. So check us out at FRMCU.com to see all the great products and services and all the great benefits of membership with Fall River Municipal Credit Union. And one of the benefits is dealing with my guest today is Kathy Chirassos. She's the AVP of Compliance. She helps to make sure that the credit union is operating, in compliance with all the regulations and the rules that are out there, but also helps us to put in place things that are going to help protect our members and their assets, from things. So we talked about a couple of scams before. Before we get into, what the resources are where people can get more information, there's at least one other scam that you wanted to kind of share with everyone, right?
Right. The use of social media is so widespread, right? Everyone's on social media. There are, many people on there who try to contact you and then create relationships with you, right? Friendly relationships, romance scams is what we call them too. They don't ask for money right away, right? But, later on, as conversations, continue, they then do reach out to you for some money. And but people truly believe that they're creating these relationships with people online, and that they're real, and end up not being legitimate.
Yeah, so so that's why you know who you're on there, because you get a friend request of someone you don't have no clue about who they are,
right?
And it may say another common friend, but that may be because they already scammed that person, mm-hmm. or got their information. So definitely know who you're dealing with, who's on the other end of the line. It may sound great, but protect yourself and protect your assets, and that's so important.
Right.
And there's a number of different resources you can have. As we've said, our website is great, because you get under the personal banking, financial literacy, Bonsai. They have a lot of different resources, whether it's protecting yourself from cybersecurity or some of these frauds, to anything from budgeting. There's so much information that's out there, and we want to make sure our members have the information to make their lives better by getting their financial house in order, right?
Right. So definitely visit our website, visit the FTC. Social Security Administration also has tons of information, lots of great resources out there.
Yeah. As we say, this is Consumer Awareness Week. This week, March 3rd to the 9th. Tomorrow is Slam the Scam Day. It's put on by the Social Security Administration to make sure that people are aware of the scams that are out there that can impact your Social Security benefits and resources, mm-hmm. and all of that. So you want to make sure you can go out to ssa.gov/scams. Slam or scam?
Scam.
Yeah. And you can get more resources from there, because, again, you want to protect that information, because, any information that's incorrect out on your Social Security account, that can impact your retirement down the road, and you don't want to be waiting until then to find out that something's wrong, right?
Right. If something sounds too good to be true, then it's probably not true, like the old saying, mm-hmm. right? If you've been a victim of some sort of scam, let someone know, let us know. Don't be ashamed, don't be embarrassed to come in and let us know. Share that information with your friends and your family, spread the awareness, right? So mm-hmm. that we can maybe tackle this and get less of this out there,
and let the authorities know, because they mm-hmm. if there's a scam going on, they have resources to get the word out to people, whether it is through their social media, telling people, hey, this is the type of scam that's going on.
Right.
If they have a particular group of people that are going door to door, doing projects or taking people's money but not doing the projects, they want to make sure people are aware of it, so there's not more victims to fall prey to them. So, don't feel bad or embarrassed.
No.
Because these are professionals that are trying to get your money, mm-hmm. and you want to protect your money as well as everybody else's.
Oh, yeah. They use intimidation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fear tactics. So
yeah.
don't let them. And if you happen to have, unfortunately, provided some information that you shouldn't have, or you actually did deposit a fraudulent check or something, just let us know. Don't have that fear of coming into your financial institution and sharing mm-hmm. that information with us. Yeah.
And protect your information. If you think you have been scammed, there are resources out there that can monitor, the dark web and things about, is your information getting out there? So definitely, look for all those resources. Protect yourself. We want to make sure all of our members and all of you out there are taking care and protecting yourself from cyber scams that are out there. Well, thank you, Kathy, for joining me today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And it's Kathy Tarasso. She's the AVP of Compliance at the Fall River Municipal Credit Union. We're glad to have her, and we're glad to have all of you listening each week on CU Wednesday. And thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Great. And everybody out there, hopefully you'll have a great week, and we'll see you next week on CU Wednesday. Every week, Wednesday at 2 p.m., I'm here to talk to you, and lines are always open, so give us a call next week or whenever you have a question. Thanks, and we'll see you then.